So this afternoon, I'll guide a metta practice, just a short introduction. Metta is another word in Pali, M-E-T-T-A, and it translates best as goodwill or unconditional friendliness. Okay, the common translation is loving kindness. I'm just saying that in case you've come across that phrasing. But more precisely means goodwill or unconditional friendliness. Yeah, so, and this is also it's the spirit of the chant that we're doing in the evenings. Yeah, that wish for all beings to be safe, to be well, to be happy. And to be free of difficulty in all its forms. So it's a very powerful attitude to cultivate. And one of the beautiful things about it is that it's something that we already know, right? We all know this feeling of wishing well, yeah, of having that sense of goodwill, of friendliness towards something or someone or towards ourselves under certain conditions. Yeah. So we know that feeling, and in the practice what we're doing is we're taking that seed, we're taking that knowing, that kind of capacity that we already have to feel metta under certain conditions, and we are cultivating that. Yeah, we're nourishing that, we're supporting that so that it keeps growing and expanding. And metta is one of four qualities that in the tradition are called boundless or immeasurable. Yeah, so having no limit. And we can kind of, as we get more into this practice, we can get different flavors of that boundlessness. Yeah, so the most obvious one is that having that attitude of goodwill, having that attitude of friendliness towards everyone and everything, yeah? So immeasurable. It's not. It doesn't have a boundary. It doesn't have a border, yeah? So I feel, you know, kind of everyday way of being is I feel friendly towards, you know, these people, but I don't feel friendly towards that person, right? Or also within ourselves, I feel friendly towards this aspect of myself, but I don't feel very friendly towards that part. Yeah, that's where the unfriendliness comes in. And so just kind of getting in contact with this possibility, yeah, of that being unlimited, yeah, boundless, immeasurable. So it's an attitude that we're cultivating. That's really helpful to remember. We won't necessarily, as we do the practice, always feel, you know, completely loving and open-hearted. Yeah, sometimes we will and sometimes we won't. But like all the other practices that we're doing, we're kind of generating a momentum or supporting a momentum towards that. And For some people, metta is their primary practice. Yeah, it very much does the same thing that we've been doing with the breath in the last couple of days. Yeah, supports gathering the attention, the unification of the body and the mind and the heart, and kind of generating an inner strength, an inner resource, just like the breath does. So. If you find that this is a practice that resonates with you, feel free to just make it your primary one. And we'll be guiding these sessions often in the afternoon around the metta practice. So the practice traditionally uses phrases, which I'll be offering as part of the guided part. And just to say with that, for many people, the phrases work well. For some of us, images or a felt sense will work better. So feel free to experiment with this as well. If you find the phrases too verbal or too mechanical, it may be that an image works better, or a felt sense, a feeling of warmth or a feeling of care or a feeling of friendliness that can be, you find you have access to, and you can use that instead. And as I said earlier, the idea of this practice is that it becomes more and more boundless, less and less limited. But like any practice, it's a gradual path. So we start the metta practice with what is fairly easy for us. Okay, so in the tradition, when it's taught in the traditional texts, we begin with ourselves. Yeah, begin with ourselves, and then we slowly expand to a friend or somebody it's easy to feel metta towards, and then to kind of larger and larger circles of beings until we include all beings. So I will lead the practice in this way now, but I'll say it at this point, and hopefully you'll remember, for some people it's incredibly difficult to bring metta to themselves. Yeah, for some of us this is actually not easy at all. And if that's the case for you, that's not a problem. Yeah, don't struggle with it. Start with something else that is easy. Yeah, your dog, your best friend, some young creature you've seen recently, somewhere. We're looking for that movement, that natural movement of care in the heart. That's what we're looking for. And once we find that, we can nourish that to grow. Yeah. So the image in the tradition is of making a fire. If we were to go outside now and want to start a fire outside, we would start with the smallest, driest pieces of twig that we could find. We wouldn't start with a big log. Yeah, so it's the same with the metta. We're building a fire, so we're starting with what's easy. If it's not easy to bring the metta to yourself, then just use what we call the easy being. Yeah, the easy being. And like I said, it doesn't have to be human. It doesn't have to be somebody you know well. It can be the Dalai Lama. Yeah, it can be someone for whom there's just that sense of, relatively effortless goodwill, effortless care flowing through. So that's the introduction, and then let's do the practice. I'm just aware of that. So I'm wondering if people who are sitting more towards the back and would like to hear the guidance, would you mind moving more to this side of the hall? There's spaces also here where you can lean. I just don't know if my voice will carry. Can you hear me now at the back if I'm like this? Yeah, just about. Okay. Is it too loud for people at the front row if I'm shouting like this? Okay. So I'll do my best to keep this volume as long as the rain and hail continue, and I'll do my best to kind of adjust the volume according to the weather. But if at any point you lose me and you want to hear, then just move forward. I think that's the best we can do. Or you can already move forward now. So settle into your posture, just like we've been doing. And it's very supportive, also with a metta, to be as embodied as possible. So beginning with grounding the awareness in the body, as we've been doing. You can use the contact areas of the body with the seat and the ground. And from that groundedness, that rootedness in the contact, letting the awareness spread through the body. As much as possible, getting a sense of the whole body. The awareness spread and stretched and wide through the whole body space. And if it's helpful, you can include the breathing, particularly tuning in to any softening or soothing qualities of the breath as it flows in and out of the body, as it flows in and out of the body space, the field of awareness in the body. And as you breathe, as you feel the body space, it's connecting to your own humanity. This human body, the breath flowing through. Feeling the sensitivity, the vulnerability of the human body, heart and mind. And so letting the awareness hold that sensitivity and that vulnerability. Opening also to that simple wish that we each have to live well. To be happy. To be free of suffering and its causes. Also very human. And so feeling all that, starting to invite this goodwill and friendliness towards yourself. Can be using the phrases that I'll be offering. Of warmth and care, an image, whatever works. May I be happy. May I be peace. May I be healthy and safe. May I live with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy and safe. May I live with ease. So you can find your own pace and rhythm with the phrases. Wish for your own happiness and well-being. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy and safe. May I live with ease. May I be happy. May I be peaceful. May I be healthy and safe. May I live with ease. Gently letting go of the flow of metta towards yourself, bringing into awareness someone for whom it feels natural, relatively effortless, to have this sense of care, goodwill, friendliness. Not struggling too hard to find someone, just opening up the space and seeing who comes into it. It can be an animal, a human, someone we're close to or someone we've never met, but just someone for whom we naturally feel that sense of care and of well-wishing. Letting that person come into our awareness can be helpful to have an image of them, to see them in our mind, or to get a feeling for them, as if they were just here in front of you. And inviting that flow of metta, that intention of goodwill and care and kindness, to be directed towards this person or being. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and safe. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and safe. May you live with ease. So it's likely that with this practice also, the mind will move away from the image, from the phrases. That's fine, that's what the mind does. When that happens, can we meet that with metta? And then reestablish the awareness in the body. Come back to the image of this person or being in awareness. and to the phrases. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and safe. May you live with ease. Letting go of this person or being. Coming back to the sense of the body awareness, the field of awareness. And seeing if it's possible to expand the awareness to include the people sitting directly near you, next to you, in front of you, behind you. Just one, two, three, four people around you, opening up the sphere. And opening to see, to feel that these others, just like you, wish to be happy, to be free of suffering and its causes, to live well. And seeing if you can radiate the metta, this goodwill, friendliness, well-wishing, to those around you. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and safe. May you live with ease. May you be happy. May you be peaceful. May you be healthy and safe. May you live with ease. Noticing if it's possible for you to radiate the metta even wider towards everyone sitting, practicing in this room right now. All of us wishing to be happy and free of suffering. May we all be happy. May we all be peaceful. May we all be healthy and safe. May we live with ease. As you tune in to this intention and this flow of goodwill, opening also to receiving that metta flowing in and flowing out, offering to others, receiving, from the others in this space right now. May we be happy. May we be peaceful. May we be healthy and safe. May we live with ease. And then allowing the metta to radiate even further through the floor, the roof, the windows of this space, of this hall, flowing out into the world. To include all beings, the near and the far, those we know and those that we don't know, those that are like us and those that are different. May all beings be happy. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be healthy and safe. May all beings live with ease.